about occupancy.
We're back with Karen Hebbard, director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Morning,
There's so
Dave.
Much going on.
There is.
You know, we were talking about off mic here about how many different things we got to talk about in the amount of time that we have allotted for you.
I could talk
which
fast.
We can you know, bend that a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, but okay. Not too far.
Well, there are a lot of things that are still here in Manhattan that I'm encouraging our locals to participate in, but also to invite their friends from out of town to come and enjoy as well. A couple of special events that I wanted to mention is on the 18th of August, Brew at the Zoo is taking place.
That's always fun.
It's a great event to come to. You have to be 21 to attend that.
Is it always
that.
In August?
This year it is.
I felt like it's been like in June years past.
This year it's in August.
This year's in August, yes. Okay.
So, the VIP, you can buy a VIP ticket, and that event begins at 3:30, but the regular event starts at 5 o'clock. And mm-hmm. So you must be 21. You'll enjoy some 2-ounce beer samples from 16 craft brewers from across the Midwest,
ooh,
as well as being able to enjoy our beautiful Sunset Zoo, the landscaping and the animals that we have there.
It's such a special gem that we have here.
It really is. And so if it's been a while since you've been to the zoo, it's not just for children. It's for children of all ages from 0 to 98.
Especially children of legal drinking age.
Absolutely,
on the 18th.
On the 18th. That's exactly right. So we encourage you to participate in that. Also, the Mertz's on the 25th of August, once again, will be hosting the Feast of the Fields. Mm. There are a few reservations still available there. What a great way to enjoy River Creek Farms, as well as having the ability to enjoy true food that is prepared by Russ Laub, the chef at Little Apple Brewery. You'll have a really stellar night.
The farm-to-table concept really hasn't been that widespread around here, but that is such a neat event. And, of course, you know, you're in that historic barn.
Absolutely, which is phenomenal. And, yeah. And you're in a fourth-generation farmstead, which for them, for the Mertz's to tell their story is phenomenal.
It is.
And so greatly appreciate that effort. So a few reservations still available there as well.
Okay.
And then, yes.
Okay, finish up and then we'll take a phone call.
Okay. And then things really gear up with Purple Power Play in the park, which is at City Park on the 30th and 31st. And then, you know, chaos begins. Great chaos when people go, oh, Manhattan, I love this town. And we should be saying that every day.
We say it every day.
We do. Absolutely, we do.
Let's take that phone call. Okay. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Karen Hibbard.
Dave, Karen. Hey, Rich Jankovich. How are you today?
Well, hello.
Hey, good morning, Rich.
Hey, first off, Dave, congrats on your daughter's new job. And
yeah, I heard you were there.
And USD 475. It's a pretty awesome deal.
Yeah, she is so excited. She's going to be a music teacher in one of the elementaries there.
Exactly. I apologize for me to her that I didn't get a chance to speak to her, but I was the host. So I was a little busy. But, hey, I just happened to hear you guys talking about Hoo Ha in Junction City. It's a C.O. Hoover Opera House. And I wouldn't be doing my job as the chamber chair in Junction if I didn't tell you that it was tomorrow, August 4th, at 7:30 at the Opera.
Aha!
Great, thank you, because we
didn't have that time on our calendars here. So I remember hearing that it was going to be over in Junction City. I don't remember where I heard it, but tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, it's one show.
Are you on the stage for that? Because, you know, you used to be a K-State singer.
I know, I did, but no, nobody's asked me, so that's the good news. I don't have to embarrass myself anymore, you know.
But again, Rich, thanks for that clarification. We are glad to have that that partnership, if you wish. If you can't catch it in Wamego, go there tonight over to Junction City.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, my understanding is a couple hours before they're having a kind of an outdoor picnic surrounding the Opera House, so it should be a real fun event for people and bring a lot of interest into the downtown area. So thanks for letting me get on for a second, and have a great time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for all you do, Rich. Thanks.
Take care.
Great community ambassador, of course, former Manhattan City Commissioner Rich Jankovich calling in this morning. So you got Purple Power Play in the park, the 30th and 31st. I'll be there.
You will be there.
I will be. I'll be wearing some purple.
Absolutely.
I may have a new purple shirt to break out.
Good, good. Great color, great way to celebrate. You know what I appreciate about Purple Power Play is it really gets the community excited about football season, about Big 12 athletics. When you think about that very first Purple Power Play and what it is now.
Yeah. Well, I've been emceeing that thing for maybe close to 25 years.
Have you really?
Yeah. Because I think I started, I started just as, you know, kind of like a co-MC.
Sure.
When I got here like in 91, because they had all kinds of radio stations that were involved. And then eventually they just asked me to kind of take it over a few years later. I remember doing that when I had pneumonia and a fever of like 103.
It was memorable for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's always a lot of fun. By the way, our Manhattan broadcasting stations will be there. And we're going to be teaming up with the Johnson Cancer Research Center. They got their new T-shirts that we'll be selling there.
Great.
Available.
So. Well, mark it on your calendars that August 30th and 31st, that event starts at 6 o'clock in City Park.
So. I'll put it in my book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait a minute.
We'll see you there. And, you know, just as school gets started, I just wanted to be to remind the community, again, We Watch Numbers and our Smith Travel Research Report, we refer to it as the STAR Report, shows that our occupancy through June, if you recall last month when I was in talking with Brady, June was really a busy month for us, and our occupancy, hotel occupancy through June was 64.4%.
Wow, that's good.
It's really good. Our average daily rate of our hotels through June was $98.54, and our revenue per room was $63.43. We see it go down a little bit in July. Mm-hmm. July is a time where people take vacations or conferences aren't being held quite as many here in Manhattan in July. But beginning in August, we'll see things begin to pick up again. One of the things that we're doing, we always are driving and striving to introduce more people to choose Manhattan as their meeting venue. And this September the 14th and 15th, tied around a football game and some of the fun festivities that take place when we do host a game, we will be hosting a familiarization tour. We refer to that as a FAM tour for meeting planners. Some of the criteria that has to be held with that is these planners cannot have held a meeting here in Manhattan for the past 7 years. When you think about what Manhattan looked like even 7 years ago, we looked a lot different than what we look like today, with unique venues, with great lodging accommodations and meeting space. So we're looking forward to hosting these meeting planners as they come into our community. They'll come in on Friday, September the 14th, and we will give them some tours of our facilities, meeting facilities, really showcase with them some of the activities that they could do as they're planning a meeting. What are those after-hours kind of activities? What kind of entertainment is available for them? We might be talking to a person that offers some of those entertainment options for meeting planners. We really, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, are that entity that can put activities together and suggestions together for that meeting planner. And our ultimate goal is to get those planners to see that Manhattan is a great place for them to meet, a great place for their attendees to come, bolsters their meeting attendance, and it's good for the community, it's good for us. So we'll have more to tell and to share with you on the 14th and 15th of September.
Got a lot of fun things happening in September. Of course, you know, we talked about K-State football. The McCain Performance Series begins again. And boy, they're loaded with some great talent this year again.
Aren't there? There's a few musical performances we're really looking forward to.
Which one are you really interested in?
I'm so excited Diane Krall is coming.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen her.
Yeah.
I've seen her, and she is so wonderful.
Yeah. She's
absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that'll be a fun night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dave, one of the things that we talk about football, but we've got a new event that we need to be very supportive of, that Kansas State kicks off soccer season. Mm-hmm. And that starts next Wednesday, the 8th of August. Yeah. So certainly don't wait just till the gridiron takes place. There's activity that's taking place on the soccer field as well.
And we'll have those games on our sister station, 101.5 K-Rock. And then we got volleyball as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and there's so many things. You can't forget the high school activities, you know, school getting into session. I think you said the 15th is
15th.
What we're looking at.
Right.
It's really the fun. This is like the funnest time of year when everything's just kind of starting to get on the ramp and hit the highway.
It is. And so we would really encourage you to see what is going on in Manhattan. Go to our website, visit ManhattanKS.org. Check out what fits in your schedule. See what's coming to town, what's happening, and just be proud that you live here in Manhattan, Kansas.
You said you didn't think you could fill the entire 20 minutes.
We could go more.
Look how easy that was.
It is. Thank you for your talents.
Karen Hibbard is here with the Manhattan Area Convention, just the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau here. And what a delight to have you. And thank you for coming in this morning. We'll be back. Talk Extension. Just a couple of moments here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus.